You may feel like your privacy is secure in your own home, but it might not be. Any household item that gets connected to a network theoretically could allow people to track you. You know what you're up to, know in your home, maybe know what you're doing, including your TV. One security firm proved that they could turn on the webcams and smart TVs and watch you, the viewer.
That's disturbing.
How about the cable box? Companies are now developing them with motion sensor cameras so they can see what you're up to and send targeted ads. Say, example, a bunch of kids playing in the room, they would get ad for Nerf guns. Couple sitting on the couch would get ad for romantic movies. I don't think I like that.
I was going to go one step further. What if you're doing something else in front of the TV?
Well, then maybe you'll get ads for something else. Trojan Man. appliances, lighting, your air conditioning, alarms, even your pacemaker apparently are all connected or could be connected. And they could be knowing what you're doing.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it looks like I'll be doing nothing in my home now. Well, the Texas State Fair, it has always been the epicenter of deep fried food innovation. And, you know, people are always trying to come up with new recipes for deep fried food. What can they deep fry that's going to be delicious?
And you think by now they've deep fried it all.
Apparently not.
No.
Because they didn't disappoint this year. This year, one of the finalists for the Big Tech's Choice Award for the best new food is deep fried Nutella.
Ooh, I like the sounds of that.
I hope everybody's heard of Nutella by now. It's that chocolate hazelnut spread. For the deep fried version, Nutella is mixed with cream cheese, spread over dough, rolled and topped in the fryer, and dropped in the fryer. It's served with honey and almonds. So it sounds pretty delicious, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Biggest competition, which this sounds really amazing to me this year, is the fried Thanksgiving dinner. It's stuffing and turkey rolled in a ball, dipped in cream corn, covered in cornmeal, fried, and served with gravy and cranberry sauce.
I want that. And then I want the Nutella for dessert.
Definitely want that. Other competitors for the Big Tech's Choice Award are deep fried Cuban roll, deep fried pie, deep fried spinach and artichoke dip bites, deep fried meatloaf, and deep fried casserole.
Apparently, Hong Kong has got a big smog problem. In fact, very smoggy in Hong Kong, but tourists there want smog-free photos. So Hong Kong tourism officials have actually set up big posters of the Hong Kong skyline on clear smog-free days. And tourists are posing in front of the posters to get their photos.
Wow. Oh, I have no desire to go to Hong Kong, and now really no desire. 6 years ago, there was a 43-year-old guy from California. His name is Armand Young, and he gave away all his money and everything he owned. He decided he was going to walk across the country to inspire 1 million acts of kindness. He makes people promise to do one random act of kindness within 24 hours in honor of fallen soldiers and victims of 9/11. He's been at it since 2007, has over 549,000 signatures, and is now in Pennsylvania on his way back across the country.
Wow, that's amazing. Sunday, a man in Georgia was spending time with another woman, not his girlfriend, in their bed. Girlfriend walks in. Things are happening. She gets furious. She pulls out a knife. The man handled it very courageously, though. He hid under the bed. Girlfriend stabbed the other woman. Girlfriend arrested. Other woman is expected to recover.
He hid under the bed?
Yeah.
I guess we know who wears the pants in that relationship.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.